This is Lachlan Rouston.
This is Ralph Friedman. And you're listening to the fittest podcast in Australia,
The Mind Muscle Project. Project, welcome back to this episode of Project Fitness, the last episode of Project Fitness. We are going to be talking today about the health benefits of increasing your fitness, which I think is probably more popular, honestly, in the mainstream than it is in, you know, the non-mainstream. What you're listening to right now is, you know, we talk about fitness from a performance aspect, from doing workouts faster, from, you know, PBing times, from becoming just more of a savage, more of a beast overall. But we very rarely talk about the health benefits of increasing your fitness. And I think they're honestly just as important because, you know, we always talk about strength training for longevity and for joint health and injury reduction. It definitely has its place as well. Cardio needs to be seen as something to increase your health because I think for some people, they don't do it because they don't think it actually makes them more healthy, or they know it kind of makes them a little bit more healthy, but how much, they're not sure. So they often don't do it. So it's important that we put this in here for the people that I think, you know, don't really appreciate how important cardio is for your overall health. Another thing you can do for increasing your overall health is using the Whoop. Now, Whoop has been incredible. So the last few weeks, I have been putting the Whoop band on more and more of our clients. And I tell you what, there are people that have been stuck in the mud with their fitness goals, have not been able to sleep better, couldn't reduce their amount of drinking, couldn't get the nutrition dialed in. Literally, as soon as you put something like a metric on anything, people start to improve them. It's crazy.
It's kind of like someone that can't get a handle of their finances and then they get an accountant.
Mm.
And the accountant's like, oh, I'm just letting you know like how much you spent and you earn and your debt for this month. And all of a sudden, yeah, they start to get their shit in gear.
Yeah.
And it's like a Whoop is like a mini accountant for your health.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just can't express how much of a difference it can make in someone's life who honestly can't make any changes. And that's a lot of people, right? Habits are hard to break, good and bad. So I would highly recommend anyone who's struggling to move any sort of health metric, whether it's sleep, recovery, nutrition, anything, if you put the Whoop band on, automatically, because you're measuring it, you're going to start improving it. So if you guys go to whoop.com, that's whoop.com, our code is mindmuscle, that's one word, mindmuscle, and that's going to save you 15% off your entire order. So order the band, order a few different colors, just to mix it up, keep it interesting, keep it fun. And there's some other stuff in there as well, like some accessories that may go well if you do sort of combat sports, or you find that you're doing a lot of swimming potentially, or something where the wrist might become inconvenient for the wrist. They have a few different accessories which are worth looking at and picking up while you're in the store. So again, whoop.com and mindmuscle is the code that's going to get you 15% off, one word. Okay, Raph, let's kick it off.
Okay, so this is one that if you are, man, I'm a real meathead and I can't be bothered to do conditioning, maybe this is something that can get you over the line to do some more. And that is when you start to get into your conditioning or you improve it, your overall fitness, you get better recovery between sets of strength training. So anyone that's just done this for a while, particularly once you get into like the higher rep sets of strength training, you know, like you finish the set sometimes lying down on the floor.
Mm.
You know, it's hard. And then if you can't recover well, A, sometimes you take way too long rests and then you just have trouble fitting the total workload, you know, into a proper session size, or you just don't get the right stimulus because you're taking too long of a rest, or you rest the appropriate amount and you're just tired when you get to the next set. You know, you're just like still out of breath, or your heart rate hasn't come all the way down and you have an average next set. If you're just in shape, and that's why you see a lot of these guys that maybe like into CrossFit and stuff, and yeah, they can just hit strength sets with pretty short rest with really good form and still get a ton out of them because their recovery is just really, really good between sets, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, CrossFit's the best example, right? It's guys doing 90%, 95% of their max in an Olympic lift or a strength set, and their rest, they're doing it on the minute. They're doing it because their heart is so well conditioned that they're... I know, obviously, there's a lot to be said about, you know, the nervous system and recovery times and powerlifting and stuff, but just general strength, if you can be fitter, you can just get more strength volume in and recover from it better.
Exactly. And I think it's more enjoyable. I think it's more enjoyable once you get in a... Not to like, you don't need to be Lance Armstrong to go and do a, you know, strength training session.
Mm.
But I think there's a certain amount of conditioning that I think makes strength training more enjoyable.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you can push yourself really, really hard in it. And, you know, if you're doing maybe like a high rep set of squats, often it's just your conditioning that stops you.
Yeah.
And it's not your legs.
Yeah.
And then if you get your conditioning to a point, all of a sudden it's going to be your legs that stop you. Because literally, you're you're getting your breath back in between reps at a certain point.
Mm.
Okay, number two is probably the most well-renowned one, the one people talk about a lot when they first get into it, is you get a better circulation and a stronger heart.
Yeah.
And one of a good measure for this, is lots of measures, but one good measure is just your resting heart rate.
Mm.
And if you're like us, like you track on the Whoop, man, I see clients like within a couple months with us, they'll drop their resting heart rate from maybe like 63, 65, because they haven't done that much conditioning, into the high 50s. And that is a huge amount of progress.
Mm.
Because just basically every single pump is just more effective now. So they're needing less. And that makes a huge difference, obviously, to your overall health, but just getting more efficient there improves everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's definitely, a high resting heart rate, a heart that is not strong and needs more and more pumps to move blood around the body. It's just someone that's an increased health risk. They're fatiguing their heart more. Their heart is not as strong, as efficient, and they're just putting themselves at a greater risk of some kind of cardiovascular issue in the future. So highly recommend getting a strong heart that is just more efficient. It's just working less hard. So obviously it's just got more beats in it, right? It's gonna last longer over your life. It's just going to help you out when you need it more. So yeah, having a more efficient heart, having a stronger heart is just going to help with so many different things. And to add on to that as well is when you have a stronger heart, there's so many different components to what the heart does and how it circulates blood around the body. But when you're recovering from any sort of traumatic event, it could be a surgery, it could be a big night drinking, anything like that. Your circulatory system, so your ability to move blood in and out of the body and circulate new oxygen and fresh blood through the whole network of veins and arteries and into muscles and delivering those nutrients. If your body's just better and more efficient at doing that, you're just going to recover faster. So you might not even be thinking about it from that perspective, but a stronger heart's going to help you out in different recovery aspects as well, not just in fitness.
Yeah, and like anything, it's got a point of diminishing returns. So if you're in the 60s or 70s with your resting heart rate, you're going to see huge benefit in bringing that down. If you're already in the low 40s and you want to go to like the very bottom of the 40s into the 30s, you're probably not going to get much health benefit out of that. You're just getting into like the nutcase territory of extreme fitness.
Yeah.
Okay, number three, which is better oxygen transmission and diffusion. And this one is, the way I simply look at it, is just obviously blood is moving oxygen around the body. So you get better at moving that around the body.
Yeah, and that obviously just increases better fitness. Like I said, better recovery times, better delivery of nutrients, potentially areas of the body which are like more like your extremities, so like your fingertips and your toes and stuff. There's not really any evidence to support this. I know really fit people, they're cold feet and hands, but just having a system that can deliver oxygen to the extremities more easily is just going to be better in case you ever get yourself into a situation, obviously, where like it's freezing cold. Look, this may not help potentially, but in theory, it's going to be more helpful to basically have a body that can move oxygen more efficiently around. And really that contributes as well to fitness, as you guys know.
Yeah, and I think just the process of pumping blood all around the body is also just a really healthy process. And that's something you get into, particularly when you do different types of fitness, which is the way we put in our programs. It's like doing, just different modalities that pump blood into different areas of the body is good for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, number four is higher levels of energy and a higher just baseline of energy. And this is, I would say probably for the clients we work with, this is like one of the number one reasons they actually come to us. It is counterintuitive at first, but yes, tiring yourself out in the gym does give you more energy. And definitely of the types of training out there, cardiovascular training generally will give you the biggest increase in your baseline energy. And one of the main reasons is everything we just listed. Because of all the improvements you've got overall as a being, your energy levels just go up.
Yeah. So yeah, like Raph said, stronger heart, better movement of oxygen and better diffusion of oxygen in the body just leads to more energy. So you can just last longer throughout your day, whether that's at work, whether that's with your kids, whether that's staying up late at night, whether you're doing some kind of event or whatever you need to do. Fitter people just have more energy. Just their body is more efficient at using energy. Their body can store more energy. And so literally just by being fitter, you can just be better at life. I know it sounds kind of silly, but it is true. People that are unfit and unhealthy, they need to take more naps. They need to rest more. They run out of energy faster. They need more stimulants. They need more alcohol. They need more medication. All these things, they just have less natural energy. you have ever taken someone that's not that fit and you go out for a walk and maybe there's a little hill or there's a hike or there's some point in the walk which is just slightly challenging, they can't talk. They can't get their breath. You know, their body is not efficient at creating energy and dispersing energy and using oxygen. And therefore, you know, you come to the end of that walk, you feel energized, they feel exhausted. So it's just one example of how it's just better to be fitter.
Yeah, and you see this all the time. You know, particularly when you see someone that maybe gets into more endurance style training, yeah, they often rebound to like almost a new person. They're like, oh man, let's run down to the beach.
Mm.
You know, A, because yeah, they're getting better at the movements. So they look forward to doing them more and they're less tiring, but definitely baseline energy really starts to go up in those type of people.
Yeah.
Okay, next one, and this is one of the reasons that I guess GPP really came from, is you get a greater tolerance of stress and volume. Mm. So if you are out of shape, your tolerance for high stress and high volume training is going to be less.
Mm.
And the powerlifters work this out. This is when you started to see them do like more sled dragging and more just like general physical preparedness. Even though like, yeah, for sure, for their sport, I don't know how long it takes to do a squat, probably like 2 seconds, maybe 3 seconds. You don't really need to be in shape for the performance, but to handle the training, you need to be in shape.
Yeah.
So they would basically, you know, just being able to handle more stress in their training or handle more volume in their training would lead to a better result, even if it was just for one squat.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just, if you condition your body to take on more load, it's just going to be able to take on more load, no matter what your sport is or no matter what your activity is. Think of it like, you think about a tradesperson, right? They're carrying wood all day, cement blocks, you know, hitting things into walls, you know, probably climbing up ladders out in the sun, super hot. And they do this day in and day out nonstop. And they're basically just working on a low level of fitness all day. Now, you take someone from an office, right, who probably works out all the time, probably looks in good shape or whatever. And they might even look in better shape than the construction person. But because their body is just not as resilient, it's not as fit, it's not as conditioned to this just general physical activity, you put them in that environment and it's disaster, right? They're fatiguing, their joints hurt, they can barely stand on their feet all day, their feet are aching, they're exhausted by the end of the day. Even though they look like they're in shape, even though they might be fit in some other different metrics or they might be strong, there's just a different level of tolerance for stress and volume that you can take when you're fitter. So fitness is a huge component of just, yeah, being able to like be on your feet all day, being able to, like, I even notice it as well, like, there's just, if you stay fit from kind of just 20,000 steps, if you, you know, when we're coaching a lot, we're down on the gym floor all the time, we're doing more training, just that amount of movement and activity, our metabolisms were faster. We were, yeah, ate all sorts of food, but we could take on a lot of stress. We could take on a lot of volume and we take it on pretty easily. And that was just because, yeah, we just given ourselves such a big level of fitness. Only doing an hour workout a day doesn't really prepare your body to take on a whole lot. And obviously doing nothing, doing no cardio, no conditioning at all, your body can't take on much, really.
Yeah, it's why I love to be in shape. It's one of the best feelings. Is, you know, it's kind of a side note, but anything you want to like pick up or try, if you're in shape, it's so much easier. So say you're like, oh man, I want to like learn some jiu-jitsu. If you're like totally out of shape, you're just exhausted the whole session.
Yeah.
You know, and you just, it's like you don't get better at it because you're just huffing and puffing. Everybody knows your technique goes out the window no matter what you're doing, especially if you're learning something new when you're tired. Maybe you want to try some swimming, you want to try like cycling, you want to try anything new. Man, even if you want to try something new in the gym, like a gymnastics routine in the gym or some weightlifting stuff, if you just get tired really quickly because you've done like 6 different snatch drills with the empty bar and now you're like so exhausted, you're putting the bar down, you're falling backwards, yeah, you're going to suck at picking up those skills.
Mm.
And the more in shape you are, it's such a good foundation to try anything else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, next one is body composition maintenance. So this obviously is just around like the way you look. And it's not that doing fitness is necessarily going to get you into the best shape ever, but you know, most people include fitness in their routine to maintain the body composition they have.
Yeah, yeah. If your body is fitter, it's going to just be essentially using energy more efficiently, but it's going to be using stored energy better as well, which we get into the next point. But when you have a more active metabolism, which comes from being fitter, you will just generally burn more calories throughout the day, which is easier to maintain your body composition. If you're really unfit and you have like a high resting heart rate and you're just slow all the time and you're tired all the time because you just have no fitness, you will have a harder time maintaining your body composition on just a, you know, just a normal amount of food. So obviously diet is the biggest impact on Oh, well, activity is obviously a part of the equation, but diet can be the biggest impact on the way your body looks. People that are generally fitter and more in shape have an easier time just keeping their body levels or body fat levels at the level that they want it to.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not like the number one way you potentially get in shape, but definitely in the long term, you and I found this as well, it's just part of staying in shape.
Yeah.
Looking good is including some fitness in your routine.
Definitely.
Okay, last one is better fuel utilization. Sorry, so that's the type of food you're eating from fat and carb in particular. So another way to put this would be like metabolic flexibility in the what energy sources you can use.
Yep.
But doing conditioning, yeah, it helps you utilize fat as an energy source and also carbohydrates as an energy source.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, our bodies are switching between carbs and fats all the time, but through conditioning, you can purposely target fat through walks or low intensity activities, or you can really tap into stored glucose, which is carbohydrates, converted carbohydrates. You can tap into that with some really high intensity stuff. And you get it in your weightlifting sessions and stuff and in your bodybuilding and stuff as well. But conditioning is really that kind of switch to use both as efficiently as possible. And I think it's just important. It's important not to only do activity that burns one and only activity that burns another. If your body knows it can use both really effectively and it creates a pretty regular use of both, then you will have just, you know, your storage sites will just be more efficient. Your body will be able to pull glucose out, pull stored glycogen out of the muscle really quickly when it needs it. And then, of course, it will be really good at fat burning as well. Diet's obviously a huge component of it, but being able to tap into the two different, or moving regularly between the two different energy sources can make a huge difference to your overall health.
Yeah, and I think it gives you more flexibility in your diet as well. You know, you can go through a low carb stage, a high carb stage, and do really well on both.
Yeah.
Whereas if you are not tapping into those two energy sources, you're going to struggle maybe on one or the other.
Yeah, absolutely. So guys, we are launching Project Fitness very soon. In fact, it may even be out now. If you go to themindmuscleproject.com/fitness, you can do a 7-day free trial of the program, test it out, see if you like it. Remember, all our programs are on there. So it's one subscription price and you get all the programs available to you. You can just go to whichever one you want. So again, themindmuscleproject.com/fitness. Project Fitness is a 5-day-a-week program, all about conditioning, all about getting fitter. It's an amazing program. You guys will love it. There'll be more video content behind the scenes, how we develop the program, how we design the program, what the cycles look like, even some videos of us doing the programs. That'll all be released very soon. So make sure you're tuning into our Instagram. That's where you can see a lot of that, and our YouTube channel, The Mind Muscle Project, for both. And then, of course, we mentioned at the start of the show, guys, Whoop, if you want to get on the Whoop band and start this fitness journey, Whoop is a great way to track all your progress and track your recovery. So whoop.com, that's whoop.com. The code is mindmuscle, one word. That's going to get you 15% off your order. All right, guys, thanks so much. Hope you enjoyed that series, and we'll speak to you next week. Thank you, Project, for tuning in again to another episode of the Mind Muscle Project. We release an episode every single Monday. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, The Mind Muscle Project, to stay up to date with everything we're doing. And if you have some time, leave us a review and a 5-star rating on iTunes.
And don't forget, we have a second show of the week, The After Show. So it's no longer a rest day on Thursdays. If you have any questions for Lachlan and I for that show, head to themindmuscleproject.com/The After Show. And if you ask a question, we'll answer it on the show.
Thanks again so much, Project, and we'll see you all next week.